Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Sid has this theory, Sid, and I kind of want to hear it from him because he's been talking about it on Instagram, or actually on Twitter, and I want to hear him actually spell it out. Let's go with what is going on between Israel and Iran, vis-a-vis the United States. Did I say vis-a-vis correctly? Every now and then somebody hits me with vis-a-vis. It sounds very sophisticated, but I don't quite know what that means. I know what vis-a-vis means, but I don't know how they use it. Cut eight.
For Sunday morning, another video about Israel. This one you guys may find conspiratory, but explain this to me. The United States is on the phone with Iran for days. We all get plenty of warning, Israel and the United States, about this major attack. The United States has the time.
Is that Sid? He sounds different. He sounds different. He's speaking slower. That's it. All right, let's keep listening.
To get their vessels out there to help aid in saving Israel. And then once the attack is over, and people like me want to level Iran and go into Rafah right away, it takes Joe Biden about 5 minutes to say, no mas, that's it. Take the win. Not fishy to you, fishy to me.
All right. No one's been better on the issue than Sid. I'm not exactly quite sure. I want to know a little bit more. Look, it does look like this was somehow sanctioned by the U.S., this attack.
What a great song, Last Dance. That's Greg Kelly on his show yesterday, and the list gets longer and longer of folks that believe that what I reported to be true early Sunday morning is true, whether it's the former Trump ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, Greg Kelly, or Rudy Giuliani. Rudy actually had me on his show yesterday. You may have heard it. 3:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, I was on with Rudy for 10 minutes. We're all starting to believe that this was a setup. And while everybody comes up looking good, and thank God nobody died, it could have been a heck of a lot worse. And Joe Biden should be getting cream for this. Talking about Rudy, his son Andrew Giuliani does a great show, great podcast. He's with me every Friday, but he's stopping by this morning. Andrew, good Wednesday morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. And, you know, Sid, I was a little pissed because I think you bumped me yesterday. But then my father said, wait a second, you're a Gentile. I think Sid could talk a little bit better on this. He's been to Israel more recently. So I said, you know what? Our brother Sid can definitely take the spot. Go get him.
Did I really bump you? I'm sorry. But, you know, on a serious note, I did.
I just figured I'd start a little something with you.
Okay. Because your dad was on the show yesterday morning, and he said on the air, he goes, I got to tell you, I've been listening, and you know, I'm really starting to believe that you're onto something, and everybody at this point believes that. And you know, one guy wrote a story this morning and said, hey, he's like, I'm not going to hammer Joe Biden. But the truth is, if Biden allowed this to happen, he got lucky nobody died. People could have easily died. Well, one of those missiles lands, and you wipe out a whole Israeli neighborhood. What do you mean it's okay?
It's a whole lot of weapons and drones if you knew that was going to happen, hundreds and hundreds that you're talking about at this point. And again, I just always go back to this because I think this is so important for people to understand. I actually was at dinner last weekend with one of those people that you were talking about in the last segment that you've stopped talking to. And we ended up at the end of the dinner not talking about politics. And finally, we ended up covering politics. And this is somebody who is actually a devout Jew. The table was like 7-1 conservatives to liberals. And finally, at the end, this person spoke up. The person ended up getting – everybody was against it. And I just didn't want to participate in 7-1. But finally, when everybody calmed down, I said, let's take a look at the facts of this. I don't care what my opinion, your opinion is. Here are the facts in terms of Iran and where they were 4 years ago, where they are now. Under Trump, Trump put over 1,500 sanctions on Iran over the course of his 4 years. That's over one sanction a day. America was energy independent. Iran was only producing $6 billion in oil exports, which is a fraction of what they're doing now. Now it's over $100 billion. On top of that, Trump was actually going after and taking out some of the leaders of Iran's military, and our counterintelligence was far better. We were doing a far better job of working with Israel on Iran. And guess what? Hamas and Hezbollah were not at the doorstep of Israel with the assets that they could actually use to take out Israel. That's what was going on 4 years ago. Now look at what's going on now. Whether or not you agree, disagree, like Trump's Twitter, don't like Trump's Twitter, you can't argue with the facts here, which Iran has been completely underwritten by the Biden administration and their incompetence or corruption, probably a combination of both.
That is so well said. I'm going to put you on hold for 2 seconds. Andrew Giuliani, that is fire. I mean, you cannot do that any better than Andrew Giuliani just did it. Iran was dead. They were asleep. They were finished. And as Andrew just explained perfectly, now they are rich. They got cash falling out of their ass thanks to oil and thanks to the Chinese and thanks mostly in part to Joe Biden and the American government. Back with Andrew Giuliani right after this.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
A lot more still to come. Famed defense attorney Arthur Idala, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, Peter King. He's going to call us from his car. He's on the way to Washington this morning to testify before the Intelligence Committee on current terror threats. But Andrew Giuliani is still on with me right now. Andrew got up to a tremendous start moments ago explaining the Iran situation. Now, I think I saw you on Instagram with one of my other followers. She was very excited you were there. Standing outside of the courtroom all dressed up on Monday, I imagine you were there to support our friend Donald Trump, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And Sid, just like, you know, you've been able to outline so eloquently in all this, just like so many others, my father included, has talked about, I was there to support a personal friend, somebody I've known for over 25 years, somebody I consider almost like an uncle figure to me. But even more than anything else, Sid, I was there because it was such a monumentous day in our country's history, and frankly, a sad day on Monday in our country's history. The fact that a former president goes on criminal trial, but even more than that, the fact that the Democratic Party would try to take out the leading candidate for president of the United States and use lawfare to actually take him out as a candidate rather than letting the people decide. I thought it was so important. And this process right here, this jury selection process, is by far the most important part of this case, because Donald Trump is so ubiquitous. People have formed opinions on him. And I just worry, just like the rest of us, that this judge and his bias is going to get in the way of just finding a couple of unbiased jurors. Sid, think about how low the bar is right now. Out of those 12 main jurors, all I want is two or three unbiased jurors. That's all I want. And I don't even know if we're going to get two or three unbiased jurors, because you get two or three unbiased jurors, then you look at the facts of this case. And Sid, you and I know the facts of this case are so weak that the Biden Justice Department would not take it on. And this same Justice Department has gone after Donald Trump. They've gone after Rudy Giuliani. They've gone after Christians. They've gone after parents that have the gall to speak up at school board meetings when their daughter gets raped by a biological male and then calls them terrorists. Think about that, Sid. And they would not go after it. Cy Vance would not actually take this case. Alvin Bragg 2 years ago would not take this case. And now they have brought this case. Why? Because he's being pressured by the Democratic Party. It's that simple. Maybe it's by Soros. Maybe it's backdoor by Biden, but my goodness, Sid, what a time in our constitutional republic.
Again, between Iran and Trump, this is one of your best appearances ever. You nailed it, and you used the right word, sad. Let's spend the final 60 seconds talking about something uplifting, at least I hope it is, and that is our mutual love and admiration for the New York Hockey Rangers. And we found out last night that the Washington Capitals will be our first-round opponent. They'll drop the puck to start all this on Saturday. Stanley Cup or bust? Is that it for Andrew Giuliani?
100%. They got to win it this year. At the very least, they got to go to the Stanley Cup, right? If they don't go to the Stanley Cup, the season's a disappointment.
Listen, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there. I did this dance back in 2015 with Henrik Lundqvist. I lost to the Los Angeles Kings. Getting there is not enough. I disagree. You got to win the cup.
Yeah, you know, it is one of these things where it's like, you know, if you get there and you lose it, you're like, okay, well, the season wasn't a complete disappointment, right? But you get there and win it. Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about one of the greatest seasons in New York history, even considering what they've been able to do. So, yeah, obviously, I don't want to get to the point again where they end up going there and losing the thing. But, man, we got a tough road. I mean, I know Washington should be an easy out, but Alex Ovechkin, they've played tough series in the past against the New York Rangers. I remember being down there for the Stanley Cup year and getting to know a few of those players, including Ovechkin. He's not going to go quietly in the night, so they're going to have a real tough one. And then if it's the Hurricanes, they match up great. They're actually the favorites to come out of the East Coast, as the Eastern Conference, or the Hurricanes. And if the Islanders end up upsetting them, man, you've got a hot team you're playing against in the second round. And then in the third round, I mean, you know, who knows who you get at that point. But if it's Boston, if it's Florida and our buddy Vinny Viola, that's not going to be easy. So they have a tough road ahead, and they just got to take it one game at a time. I love the way that they're playing. They got to play a little better in the 5-on-5. But, man, their special teams is pretty special to watch.
No, that is true. Their 5-on-5 is actually very mediocre at even strength, but their special teams both on offense, on the power play, and the penalty killing of both top five. And look, the whole Eastern Conference, you just talked about it, very tough. Boston, Florida, Tampa Bay's no cakewalk, Toronto. The Islanders, like you just said, playing great hockey the last month, so it should be very exciting. Rangers and Capitals get going Saturday. The Knickerbockers find out who they're going to play in the first round of their playoff series tonight when the 76ers take on the Miami Heat. As always, Andrew Giuliani, not a good job, a spectacular job. Thank you so much, buddy. Great job. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Sid. And by the way, happy birthday to you, my friend. You may be 57 in a couple of days, but, I mean, you don't look a day over 40, so you're looking great, my friend.
I love you. Thank you.
Looking great. And by the way, you're still a junior staffer at WABC at 57 years old, I think. So
it's true. You're right. When you look at the other hosts, I'm a teenager. Well said. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. And Andrew has actually seen me shirtless. Calm down. It was at the pool with his daughter at his father's condo in Florida.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.